So trying to dial in that individual cow dry matter feed intake is historically always been a guessing game. Without the use of individualized feeding stations, it's really, really hard to dial that in. But what we were able to do, we went on a journey about a 5-year long research project, and we worked with a handful of global academic institutions, and we analyzed over 30,000 data points across these academic institutions that had the individualized feeding stations that we were able to validate against our algorithm for feed efficiency. And so after that 5-year long research project, we can confidently say now in the general market, so after the research institutions, we brought it out to the field to real world dairies across the world, and we were able to get 94% accuracy on the individualized dry matter intake. And so what that equates to in pounds of feed is plus or minus 3 pounds of feed on the individual level.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Hi-D from DSM Firmenich optimizes vitamin D levels to increase milk yield, enhance calcium to phosphorus ratio, and strengthen immunity. With early detection in health, reproduction, and feeding, SmaxTech future-proofs your dairy operation. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together. Adiseo USA, producers of SmartAmine M and MilkPay.com. More milk and higher conception rates. Contact AHV to take uterine health to the next level. Lalamond Animal Nutrition, partnering in microbial solutions for a changing world.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Dairy Podcast Show. I'm your host for today, Gail Carpenter. I'm the State Dairy Specialist with Iowa State University. I'm joined by Jen Weber for today's discussion. Jen currently is the North America Customer Success and Operations Director with Affy Milk. She's been with Affy Milk for about 6 years. Before that, she was with Allflex Livestock Intelligence. Jen has degrees in dairy science and biochemistry from UW-Platteville, so a glutton for punishment. And she's here today to talk to us about some of Affy Milk's new technologies. So Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Before I hop in though to today's questions, what possessed you to get a degree in biochemistry in addition to dairy science?
I originally actually wanted to go for wildlife biology, and so that's where the biology part of it came in. And then I took this shift after having grown up on a dairy farm and decided that I wanted to get back onto the dairy and I wanted to be a veterinarian, a food production veterinarian. And as such, going through college and then, realizing I didn't necessarily want that debt load after school, I decided to shift gears a little bit and took the biochemistry degree with the dairy science. And then I had an opportunity right out of college to go to work for Allflex. And I just jumped in. I was going to apply to vet school eventually, but I really like the technology space. And I've been here ever since I graduated from college.
Yeah. So you grew up on a dairy in Wisconsin?
Correct. Yep. In southeastern Wisconsin. Yep.
That's a good area down there.
It is.
It's a fun place to visit.
Yep.
A lot of cows?
No, we were about 75 cow tie stall. So very, very small. My dad just ran it. And then when my sister and I got a little bit older, he decided with my grandparents to sell it and move on to other things. So unfortunately, I didn't have a farm to go back to, but I still wanted to be able to get back into the industry.
Yeah, that's a familiar story that I hear a lot. Fortunately or unfortunately, sometimes it's the right decision, but it's never an easy decision.
Correct.
So you said you got in there with Allflex and you really got excited about this technology side of things. So let's start talking about the big picture a little bit. What is Affy Milk? And what do they bring to the table?
Yeah. So Affy Milk is a company focused solely on dairy technology. In the past we have done small ruminants like sheep and goats, but we decided to put all of our focus into dairy cattle and really bring automation to the dairy. So we have a full product portfolio that can manage basically all aspects of the cow. We have a whole array of individualized data points that we put into an easy to read software that can help the producer make day-to-day management decisions. And all of our sensors feed into the same system, and we're able to help make culling decisions, breeding decisions, health decisions, milk weights, in line component analyzers, all of it. And so it really is a comprehensive way to manage your cows on an individual level.
The next giant leap in dairy profitability is here. Introducing AffiColler Feed Efficiency Service from AffiMilk, the first sensor to accurately measure individual cow dry matter intake. Combined individual feed consumption with milk production data to get profitability insights never before available. Hear from producers who are using it to make a big impact on profitability and sustainability at AffiMilk.com.
So what inspired AffiMilk to focus on individual cows, and why is this a breakthrough?
Since we are one of the leaders in the industry for the individualized cow data points, and we have needed to shift our focus to think about how producers manage their farms. Producers nowadays manage like a business. The farm is a business. And so when we ask a group of producers what their biggest expense is on the dairy, I guarantee 10 out of 10 times they're going to tell you that feed is right up there as one of the largest expenses on their dairy. So now, given the fact that we are able to bring so many individualized cow data points in front of the producer, we decided to bridge that gap and to put a value on individual cow's profitability. And so no one in the industry thus far has been able to accurately detect dry matter intake and analyze that with energy-corrected milk to bring an income over feed value, which then we can translate even further into a feed efficiency score on any kind of mass scale. It just hasn't been done. And so for running a business, this is a tool that you're going to want to have in your business decision-making tool bag.
So you're telling me it's first of its kind, right? Nobody's done this before.
Correct.
How are you getting individual cow feed intake? Explain this to me.
So trying to dial in that individual cow dry matter feed intake is historically always been a guessing game. Without the use of individualized feeding stations, it's really, really hard to dial that in. But what we were able to do, we went on a journey about a 5-year long research project, and we worked with a handful of global academic institutions, and we analyzed over 30,000 data points across these academic institutions that had the individualized feeding stations that we were able to validate against our algorithm for feed efficiency. And so after that 5-year long research project, we can confidently say now in the general market. So after the research institutions, we brought it out to the field to real world dairies across the world. And we were able to get 94% accuracy on the individualized dry matter intake. And so what that equates to in pounds of feed is plus or minus 3 pounds of feed on the individual level.
What? And this is another question, so I'm just curious. What are the variables that you're using? Is it eating time? Is it chewing? Is it rumination? What are the variables that go into the algorithm for prediction?
Yeah, so we're actually using every single data point, raw data point that we collect. And so that can be spread across all the sensors. And I guess that kind of goes into, what are the requirements to get started for feed efficiency? So I'll just kind of roll into that. So the requirements are going to be a couple of different pieces of hardware. So we have our AffiColler. The AffiColler can generate the data points for activity, eating, rumination, heat stress. Those are kind of the main points that it can generate. So we take all of those data points into the feed efficiency algorithm. We also take our AffiMilk milk meter, which is our fill and dump meter that measures our milk weights, and then our AffiLab, which is our inline component analyzer that can give you fat, protein, and lactose for every cow, every milking. So all of those data points are collected and then run through our algorithms and then outputted inside of our AffiFarm software. We have a special feed efficiency tab within our AffiFarm software that has a couple of easy to read reports on it and then gives you all of the information right there that you need it. And so, yes, to answer your question, it's like a whole long list of data points that we feed through the algorithm. So it's not any one thing. It's this collection of everything then that we are able to determine that.
So they make the investment, they're up and running. What are some of they have this report, they can look at individual feed efficiencies. What are some immediate decisions that the farm can start making with this information?
Yeah, so the immediate decisions from the feed efficiency data are going to be weeding out who the underperformers are. So it's going to really help the producer strengthen their culling decisions from, the first week of having the feed efficiency service installed. So I'll take an example. So if you and I are walking through just, you know, down the feed lane at any given dairy, and we stop in front of two cows and we're looking at them eat at the bunk, even if we have their milk weights in front of us, we have cow A, we have cow B. We can clearly see that cow A and cow B, they're both eating. They look healthy. On paper, their milk weights are roughly the same and they're roughly at the same point in their lactation. So from our naked eye viewpoint, they look like they're pretty good cows. However, if we go and start analyzing their feed efficiency scores and really start like looking under the hood, we start to see a different story. So for instance, cow A, she's a glutton. Her dry matter intake is really high compared to cow B. She just wants to eat all day. Cow B, she eats what she needs, and then she goes back to her stall and she rests for the rest of the day. So right there, there's already our first differentiator in the feed consumption. Now we can take that a step further. We can look at, you know, her fat and protein levels, or we can look at the energy corrected milk that ultimately goes into that feed efficiency algorithm. So the energy corrected milk on cow A, it's much lower than on cow B. So again, we can now determine that cow B not only eats less food, but she now is able to better utilize that feed. And so now it paints a completely different, you know, management decision story on how we want to proceed with those animals. Not saying that cow A is a bad animal. She's not. But if we're looking at breeding, for instance, we maybe want to consider a conventional straw on cow A versus sex semen on cow B. So those are the immediate decisions, or just an example of an immediate decision that can be made.
Yeah, I like that. I think a lot of times we don't appreciate that there's some cows that are a drag because we have no way to, until now, right? Unless you're me and you're doing feeding cows and Kaelin feeders and you know exactly what each cow eats because you're doing a research project. There's not a good way to know who's, everybody's just making the same amount of milk and you don't know the fuel efficiency of all of those cows unless you can have a way to determine dry matter intake.
Yep, exactly. So.
And then over time, like these are some of the immediate term things. You can make some culling decisions, you can make some breeding decisions, but how does this shape the dairy strategy over time?
Yeah. And so that is something that we're actually learning as we go as well. So we have our ideas of what we think, but feed efficiency is still a relatively new concept. I mean, not from the industry, but to have it incorporated in technology where dairymen are using it every single day on every single cow, this is a new frontier in the dairy industry. And so we're constantly learning alongside our producers. A couple of the things that come to mind that we have had, you know, just open discussions or barnstorming sessions, as I'll call them, with some of our producers. I think first and foremost would be the concept of managing groups based on a feed efficiency score. So instead of, you know, managing a group based on milk production or stage and lactation, now we can actually do full ration optimization by managing groups based on that feed efficiency score. We know exactly what we're putting in front of that cow. We know exactly how she's going to utilize that feed and the amount of milk production that she's going to generate from that. And so it's a different way of thinking, but we have some producers that are already starting to kind of lay the groundwork to start managing groups based on feed efficiency. The second one, I think, is the more obvious point, but to be able to create a genetically superior herd based on feed efficient cows. And then that has a cascade of positive impacts down the line. So you're looking at the potential to, you know, maybe milk less cows while still maintaining that high level of milk production. That also leads to less overall feed consumption by your cows, which is going to generate more money because you're not having to produce as much feed or buy as much feed. And then if your cows are consuming less feed overall, you're ultimately not going to have as much land mass to do that, thus reducing your carbon footprint. And so that then leads into that third, you know, outcome of the sustainability aspects. You know, every dairyman is conscious of their sustainability and their carbon footprint in the market. And the feed efficiency tool is a really good driver to help their sustainability efforts. So those are just a couple of things. I think it's going to be endless possibilities, you know, a year, 5 years from now, when we really start having more producers implement this and really just learning from them.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked a lot about feed efficiency because that's kind of, like you said, you know, the cutting edge side of this that nobody's doing yet. But Affymilk has some other inputs as well, and some sensor capabilities. So how does the feed efficiency tie in with the rest of Affymilk's capabilities?
So I think the feed efficiency service really complements the rest of what AffiMilk has to offer. So we like to think of ourselves as very modular. And so you can kind of pick and choose what you want based on what your business needs are or your cow's needs are. And so the feed efficiency is just another complement on top of all the data that we can provide. So again, you know, whether you're having collars or pedometers, and unfortunately in this case, pedometers are not compatible with the feed efficiency because we need that eating and rumination data. But with, you know, with the collars, it just makes sense to have that dry matter intake if you're already looking at the rumination data, you're already looking at the eating data. And even if you're looking at the heat stress data, you know, it'd be really interesting to see how your feed efficiency scores fluctuate seasonally as well. Those are all really little nuanced things that now the dairyman can be completely in tune to. So, you know, even on feeding schedules, you can start to vary your feeding schedules based on, you know, seasonality or times of the day or what that might look like. And so I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that there is so much more than just the surface level raw data points that AffiMilk offers, and the creativity that we have whenever we go and meet with the dairy producers. So I have a team of farm management specialists that go to meet with the dairy producers. They comb through all the data, help them create reports, and ultimately become one of the consultants that sits at the management table to help make decisions. That's where we get really creative and see where all those little areas on the dairy that we can improve, enhance to ultimately drive profitability. And so I hope that answers your question, but it's just, yeah, you know, peeling back that the layers of the onion, that's what you'll get with the AffiMilk system.
Yeah, I know that we've used our system to like see when cows are out of feed, right? Like kind of look at that feeding behavior throughout the day. And it's another great set of eyes on the ground or eyes on the, in the barn, when you can't physically be there. I did another talk recently about just technology in general, or a interview, just looking at technology in general. And we talked about the ability to be able to make decisions about treatments for cows, for example, without having to physically examine them, or physically examine every single fresh cow, right? It's things that we think probably actually do more harm than good. And if we can use technology to complement our management strategies, it gives us a lot of opportunities to be able to just elevate. And like you said, there's sustainability aspects of that too, especially when you're talking about feed efficiency and feed saved.
Yeah. And I guess another point to make on that is you made a really good point about, you know, not having to necessarily like touch the cows that don't need to be touched. So one of our mottos is just let the cow be the cow. And with that, it's nice because not having to physically touch those cows to monitor them, you can do that one of two ways, right? You can look through our mobile app. And so we have a lot of guys that, you know, especially now it's chopping season, it's corn silage season. A lot of these guys will just be in their tractors, and they'll have a notification that says, oh, this cow is sick or this cow needs to be bred. And they can just go into their mobile app and they can do a quote unquote physical examination of that cow from the palm of their hand. And then they can determine if that cow needs corrective action. And then to take that a step further too, they can, you know, hit one button and she can automatically send to a sort gate, and then she can get cut down a palp rail, and then someone can focus on her specific needs. And so the technology has completely revolutionized the dairies.
So back to the whole idea of feed efficiency then, what's next for AffiMilk as you go down this feed efficiency journey?
Yeah, so what's next is the more of a breed validation expansion. And so all of our academic institutions that we worked with to do our initial validation of the algorithm, all of those institutions were primarily Holstein based. And so our algorithms right now are based on the Holstein breed. We are currently in the process of validating our algorithms on Jerseys and Jersey crosses, because that's the next, you know, predominant breed within the industry. That validation will be released in 2026. So we're just kind of finalizing that information right now.
Right around the corner.
Yep. And then beyond that, you know, eventually to hit all dairy breeds. And so that is the current and the next big thing with feed efficiency for AffiMilk.
What are you most excited for as you look into the next, after, you know, 2026, you get this big project done? Looking 5-10 years from now, what makes you excited?
There's so many exciting...
Generally speaking, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There's so many exciting technologies that are I guess, feature enhancements on what we currently have. And so that's exciting because our current customers can also achieve those new features or upgrade without having to, you know, we're not going to make anything obsolete. So without having to throw away all their old stuff to get new stuff. And so it will be a game changer for not only current customers, but new prospects in the areas of repro specifically. We're going to be coming down and we're currently validating some stuff right now. So that's why I don't want to speak to it. We've got a lot of really good technologies within the next 3 years that will be becoming released to the market. So I'm really excited about that.
Very cool. Yeah. The work never stops, right?
No, it does not.
It's kind of cool to see just how much the industry has. I mean, I saw you finished at Platteville in 2015. It was a couple years after I finished my undergrad. It's really exciting to see how in the past 10, 15 years, the industry has just exploded with all of this technology that we have available to us. So, And it's just going to keep going if I believe what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. No slowing down.
All right. Before we get into our three questions that we ask all of our guests, if people want to find out more information about you or AppyMilk and what you guys are working on, where can they go?
Yeah. So the best places is going to be our AffyMilk website. So AffyMilk.com. There is a ton of information. There's also an AffyMilk User Academy that is in the top right hand corner of our website. So if you want to know anything and everything about all of our products, it's more of like, I don't even want to say it's an FAQ. It's like a full learning module that you can go through product by product and you can understand what our reports are, you know, how to interpret things, what information we provide. That's a really all-encompassing way to take a deep dive into our products without having to purchase them. Another way, and you can also do a contact form on our website as well, and those get directed to me. Or if you want to just reach out to me directly, you can find me on LinkedIn at Jennifer Weber. And I'm happy to talk. Just shoot me a message.
It's time for our famous three.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Your partner for extra animal performance, Bergenschmidt Animal Nutrition. Our Yeast 40, ruminal and intestinal double modulation by ICC Animal Nutrition. Accurately measure individual cow feed efficiency with the newest advancement from AffyMilk. Visit AffyMilk.com to learn more. That's AffyMilk.com. Natural Biologics delivers cost-effective solutions to improve health and productivity, helping conquer the rumen health and immunity challenges your animals face. Exalit, a novel product for the management of hypocalcemia. It's uncomplicated excellence. Evonik Animal Nutrition, sciencing the global food challenges. Evonik is committed to help supply a growing world population with healthy and affordable animal protein while prioritizing animal welfare, the efficient use of natural resources, and food safety. Evonik's expertise in low-protein diets and supplemental amino acids help ruminant farmers around the globe to enhance feed efficiency, reduce costs, improve animal health, and lower greenhouse gas and nitrogen emissions.
All right, so now it's time for our three questions that all of our guests get. The first one is, what is your favorite dairy-related book or resource?
So I think my favorite dairy-related, I'm going to say resource, because I think that talking to dairymen directly is my favorite resource. Being on farm, spending time understanding different practices, different management styles, and really just all of the different ways that people dairy across the United States. And dairying is so different from the Texas Panhandle up through, you know, our small family farms up here in Wisconsin. Dairying is so different. And I think that I have learned the most in my career by spending time on farm learning from the dairymen directly.
That's a great answer. I love that. So non-dairy related then, book or resource?
Yeah, so non-dairy related, but it's still within the realm of agriculture. And it's more of a book that, to me, it like really challenges societal norms and what we think about our relationship with food. And, you know, whether you're a fan of Joel Salatin or not, I think the book is always worth reading. It's called Folks That Ain't Normal. And he really just gives you a really thought-provoking take on how a lot of our culture has a disconnect with food, or we view food as a convenience factor, and then it takes away from our understanding about how agriculture boots on the ground work. And so I highly recommend reading that book.
And then the last question, what sets successful dairy professionals apart from those that are not successful?
I think that a person's ability to teach and to foster an environment of growth is what ultimately sets us apart. So we joke all the time that we wear a certain shade of blue. We wear the Affy Milk blue. And then we have other competitors, you know, DeLaval specifically, they wear a different shade of blue. And there's so many companies with an egg that have that shade of blue. And so we all joke that, you know, that's what sets us apart as competitors. However, if we can all get together and we can pour our knowledge and our expert abilities into driving the dairy industry forward, that at the end of the day is what is going to make us all successful professionals within the field.
All right, Jen, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciated the opportunity to talk to you. Really appreciated the opportunity to hear more about Affy Milk and what you guys have coming down the pipeline. With that, any final thoughts or last words before we let our listeners go?
Yeah, just thank you so much for having me. And I really encourage people to just start having those discussions about where the future of the dairy industry is going. The technology is going to drive us forward, and just, you know, ride that wave and get immersed into it. Go speak to other dairymen that have the technology. Come talk to us. Go get interactive at the trade shows. It's a really cool space to be in, and I highly encourage people to just embrace it.
Very good. Well, with that, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.